so inviting.
Sounds so inviting.
Limbo dancing, starlight romancing. It's all so exciting.
Come on down, come on down, come on down.
But I've got my flowery shirt and rum punch in my hand. And my own exotic lover in my native land. You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea. My heavenly haven, where I could spend eternity. You're my Jamaica.
Your weekend forecast calls for plenty of sunshine, but cold conditions today with a high of 11. Tonight, partly cloudy, remaining frigid, minus 10 degrees for a low, a southwest wind up to 10. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, a touch warmer, a high of 18. Mostly cloudy Monday, much warmer with a wintry mix developing at night, a high of 31. Tuesday, more wintry mix, several inches possible, 35. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 37. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's your Weekend Wake Up on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the always free Civic Media app. The phone line is open. 608-647-4155. Tell me your Packer prediction. I say the Pack will win tonight in San Francisco. My prediction, 34-28 Green Bay, and they move into the championship game 1 week from this weekend. We'll see what happens. The NFC's tough. The Niners are the top-ranked team in the NFC, but we need your prediction. 647-4155. It's Green Bay Packers Saturday from WRCO-FM.
I just dropped $5 in a jukebox, baby. Soul on the old dance floor. If you're gonna run with the big dogs, hon, you gotta get off the porch. You can sit there all night uptight, honey, but a good time's something I know. You gotta get the jump while the night is young, and there's just one way to go. Out with the bang, kicking up dust, honey, tonight I'm all wound up. Over the fence and off of my chain, honey, tonight I'm a hurricane. Out with the bang. If I don't change the road I'm on, but me, I know just where I'm going. I don't have to be told. They said living fast, it just won't last, but that don't bother me. 'Cause when it comes my time to go, I won't go easily. Everybody wants a good time.
That's David Lee Murphy for your Saturday morning weekend. Wake up 7:05. We have moved down to 5 degrees below zero. Of course, it's better than, 20 or 22. And tonight's low, it's going to be cold again as we head into Sunday. We'll take a look at your forecast between now and 7:30. Okay, so we had opened up the phone lines and we were wondering your Packer prediction. The Packers and the 49ers tonight. My prediction, Green Bay 34, San Fran 28. Hi, WRCO.
This is Neil Dolan. Packers, 49ers. They go into overtime. Packers win 31-28.
Hey, 31-28. Okay, that's two Packer prediction pluses on the GB side. Here's Neil McCoy. Let's do the shake.
And are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
That's a pretty good weekend wake-up song, unless, of course, you're holding a cup of coffee. Do not do the shake. Put the coffee down, then you can shake all you want, kids. 7:09, 6 degrees. We're going the wrong way. 6 degrees below zero, that is. All right, we were talking Packer predictions. You had gotten mine, Green Bay 34-28. Neil called in, said Green Bay 31, San Fran 28 in overtime. Just got off the phone with Linda a moment ago. Green Bay 28, San Fran 21. Got some people contacting me through Facebook. We'll talk about those as well. It's a Bayou weekend.
Down in New Orleans on the Super Bowl Sunday, in a bar with a big screen TV. She was there with some girls. They were down from Montreal. And she walked right up to me. She said, "Les vous dansez," and she started to move. I said, "Baby, I don't parlez-vous." She said, "Les vous touchez." Then she took me by the hand. And I knew that she wanted to dance. Yes, c'est la vie, baby, whatever. sauces and beignets, strawberries and champagne, one night in New Orleans. She said, "Les vous dansez," and she started to move. I said, "Baby, I don't parlez vous." She said, "Les vous touchez," and she took me by the hand, and I knew that she wanted to dance. Yes, still I'll be, baby, whatever you say. I'll do anything if you put it that way. Les vous l'amour, I found out what that means. One night in New Orleans. Your town. Although I never told her I loved her, that night in New Orleans I did. She said, "Les vous dansez," and she started to move. I said, "Baby, I don't parlez vous." She said, "Les vous touchez," and she took me by the hand, and I knew that she wanted to dance. Yes, sir.
Have you ever had a beignet? I mean, I'm serious. Those things are wicked good. And the hurricane drink? Yeah. Boy, I miss New Orleans, especially since we're at 6 degrees below zero. Hey, we had the phone lines open. We were looking for your Packer prediction. We've heard from Linda and Neil. You got my prediction. Hi, WRCO. Who am I talking to?
John. Yeah, I'm making a prediction on the Packers win 35-21. Packer win. And I predicted before the Viking game that they'll get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, John. That's a bold prediction, and I love it. Every bit of it. Jordan Love. Yeah, we'll have more sports at 8:10. Talk Packers.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. In the warm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Calling Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh.
That's Garth Brooks calling Baton Rouge right around the corner. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. 7:16, minus 6 degrees. Just got off the phone with Sherry. Sherry is predicting a big Packer win, 40-30.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
We're working through your Saturday morning. It is your weekend wake up on WRCO. Adam Hess with you. 7:17, 6 degrees below zero. We're taking your Packer predictions. Let's head back to the phones and get Zoggy on the radio.
Adam, you ain't going to like this. 49ers 34, Packers 21.
You know what, Zoggy? That's realistic. The 49ers are the number one seed. Then Zoggy and I were chatting, and we were talking about earlier today about how if the same team shows up that played Dallas, they definitely have a shot, and it's going to be worth your time tuning in tonight. 5 o'clock pregame, a little after 7 kick, right here on the radio from WRCO-FM 100.9.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
It's time now for a look at this week in entertainment history.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Where's the beef?
From WRCO-FM. It was on this date in 1997 that William Jefferson Clinton was inaugurated for his second term as President of the United States of America. In 1892, the first official basketball game was played by students at the Springfield, Massachusetts YMCA Training School. In 1929, the movie In Old Arizona was released. The film was the first full-length talking picture to be filmed entirely outdoors. Celebrity birthdays include from television show Coach, Shelley Fabres was born in 1944. In 1941, the British communist newspaper The Daily Worker was banned due to wartime restrictions. In 1946, The Fat Man debuted on ABC Radio. Studio One became the first television show to be transmitted from the U.S. to Canada on this date in 1953. This week in 1970, ABC presented the Johnny Cash Show in primetime. And the most watched Super Bowl happened in 1985. It was seen by an estimated 115.9 million people. The 49ers beat the Miami Dolphins 38-16. It also marked the first time that TV commercials sold for $1 million per minute. Other celebrity birthdays include from the television show on CBS, Falcon Crest. Lorenzo Lamas was born in 1958. New footage of the 1931 Frankenstein movie was found. It was originally cut from the movie because it was deemed to be too shocking. Other celebrity birthdays include Buzz Aldrin, born in 1930, Wolfman Jack was born in 1939, and DJ Jazzy Jeff was born in 1965. That's a look at this week in entertainment history on Country and Community, WRCO-FM. It's time for today's Rabbit Ears Memory, and it's in honor of DJ Jazzy Jeff's birthday. It takes us back to West Philadelphia and, of course, Bel Air in 1990. It's Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff performing the theme song from The Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
This is ABC.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I can say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, yo, home to Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
That poor guy from 1992's got the achy breakies, Billy Ray Cyrus. Might be a little early to get the achy breakies, but you know what? We're doing it right for your weekend wake up. 7:25. At 7:30, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries. We've been talking Green Bay Packer football predictions. We've heard from Zoggy and Neil and Linda and Sherry live here in the studio. From our Facebook interaction, Joni says 36-34 Packers. Kyle, boy, I wonder if Kyle's originally a California guy. San Fran 42, Green Bay 14, ouch. And then Jen predicts our second overtime matchup of the day, Green Bay 34-31 over San Fran. Let's go, Pack. 7:25 to take us to birthdays, it's Charlie McLean.
Now that you're gone, all that's left.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
The Hillsboro Lions Club invites you out to bingo this Sunday at Hillsboro Community Center. Lunch will be available starting at 11:30 and bingo will begin at 1 sharp. Both regular and progressive bingo will be played. Progressive white bingo sheets will be sold during the first and second sessions only. Come enjoy a great day with your friends from the Hillsboro Lions Club at the Hillsboro Community Center this Sunday afternoon starting at 1 sharp.
We have hit the 7:30 sharp mark. We're at 7 degrees below zero. Yeah, I told you we were heading the wrong way. When I walked in the station this morning, we were at 2 above. Yeah, so we've dropped to 7 below. It's okay. We're going to keep you warm with some great entertainment, including birthdays and anniversaries. Let's see who's celebrating. Sponsored by the great folks each and every day at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
And when you see the folks down there, give them a great big thank you for making us a part of their family, the Shoebox in Black Earth. Birthdays and anniversaries on this Saturday, January 20th weekend. Wake up, Jamie Sander. Happy birthday. Wishing you a great day and many, many more with love from your mother-in-law, Ida. Brenda Wallace is having a birthday. Cousin Charlene would like to tell us about that and wish you, Brenda, a very happy birthday. Sharon Derricksor celebrating today from the Richland area senior citizens. Remington Stevens and Robin Severson make the Bloom City Town Crier calendar. Marietta Russ Shannon, happy birthday from the United Methodist Church. Hugh Noble, Richland Primary School, would like to wish you a very happy day today. From the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, Robin Severson and Remington Stevens. Judy Stark, Eleanor and Kathy would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Birthday wishes to Claire Bartles, Julia Centeno, Cassandra Harris, and Robin Severson. And an anniversary wish going out to Tyler and Cassandra Barr and Dan and Kathy Pulvermacher from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. And to Boyd Clarkson, Declan Jelenic, Mark Wilson, Monica Fry, Stacy Thompson, and Russ Shannon, happy birthday wishes, and an anniversary for Ed and Kathy Eyhorn from the Richland Center Lions Club as well. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. 7:32 in our weekend journey with the Chicks, ready to run.
Dream.
That's a great way to move through your 7 o'clock hour with the chicks ready to run. You may need to run to keep warm this morning. 7 degrees on the negative side of zero. Plenty of sunshine, cold. That according to Tony J. Schumacher with a high of 12. Clear to partly cloudy, bitter cold. We may see 10 below tonight. And partly cloudy on Sunday, breezy, a high of 18. Monday, we may see a mix of precipitation and a high right at the freezing mark, 32. And then Tuesday could get messy. Snow likely, mixing with sleet or rain, 1 to 2 inches of sleety precipitation, that is expected. We may see a bunch of slush in there as well, with a high of 36. We'll keep an eye to that, but the good news is that temps will be coming up, just not right now. 7 below as we move to news time with Joanne Krulatz at 7:45. Here's Doug Supernaw.
One lone star waving in the wind. A longhorn standing proud behind a rusty barbed wire fence. Cowboy hats, hearts that never bend. I was born and raised a Texan, and will be till the end. As I travel down that blue bonnet highway, well, I'm thankful I was born a lucky man. And I know that I live and die my own. Worn and stained by the oil fields and the ranches and the blood that fell like rain. From heroes' hearts fought to change our name. Tejas, Texas, where the Lone Star proudly waves. And as I travel down that highway, well, I'm thankful I was born a lucky man, and I know that I live and die my own way, somewhere between the Red and Rio Grande.
That's the late Doug Supernaw, Red and Rio Grande, and he's one of the Forgotten Star Spangled Celebration participants. A lot of people don't remember that Doug Supernaw was in center. One great show right there from Mr. Supernaw. Well, we were doing Packer predictions, and we've heard from Neil and Linda and Zoggy and Sherry from the phone lines through Facebook, Joni, Kyle, Jen, and we just heard from Mr. Vickers. I'm not sure if that's his real name or not, but he thinks it's going to be a low-scoring affair. And no, it's not my cat. I don't own a cat named Mr. Vickers. Green Bay 14, San Fran 10. That might be right or wrong.
Wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right on in Rojo.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45 WRCO News with Joanne Krulatz is up next and sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The forecast for today, plenty of sunshine but cold with a high just at 12. Clear to partly cloudy, bitter cold, a low of 8 below tonight. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, 18. Monday, they're projecting the freezing mark. However, slight chance of light snow showers or freezing drizzle, 32. Up to 2 inches of slushy accumulation on Tuesday and a high of 36. We're at our morning low with lots of sunshine. We're at 7 degrees below zero. News is coming up next.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans have introduced a bill that would set up a binding statewide referendum on whether abortion should be banned after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Current Wisconsin law bars abortions after 20 weeks. The bill introduced Friday would outlaw abortions after 14 weeks if voters approve the idea in this April's elections. The new prohibition would not take effect if voters rejected the idea. The bill comes as Democrats have parlayed the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in 2022, overturning Roe v. Wade, into campaign successes across the country. Democratic Governor Tony Evers almost certainly will veto the proposal if it reaches his desk. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Big Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House Thursday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. Iowa County suffered a fatal snowmobile crash Thursday morning. The Iowa County 911 Center received a call at approximately 10:50 of a crash on the Military Ridge State Trail between County Highway BB and County Highway YZ. Life-saving efforts were made by law enforcement and EMS personnel, but Richard Coe, 67, of Jefferson, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Preliminary investigation shows that Coe was eastbound on the Military Ridge State Trail when he lost control of the snowmobile and was ejected from the machine, suffering serious injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Agencies involved include the Iowa County Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Ridgeway Fire and First Responders, Dodgeville EMS, UW MedFlight, and the Iowa County Coroner's Office. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people being blood donors in 20 years. The Red Cross blood supply has fallen to critically low levels across the country, and blood and platelet donors are urged to make a donation appointment to help alleviate the shortage and help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not put on hold. Don't wait to make an appointment. Download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Two chances to donate will be held this week in Grant County. The first will be Monday from 10 to 3 at the Fred Lenz Conference Center. The second will be held Thursday from noon to 5 at the Montfort Fire and Rescue Building. The 2026 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days location has been announced. The 72nd Wisconsin Farm Technology Days will be held at Redisitz No Joke Dairy in Stratford, Wisconsin. These fifth-generation farm owners are excited to host on July 14th through 16th in 2026. The humorous highway road signs seen along I-94 and across the country are likely coming to an end. Federal Highway Administration has released a manual that prohibits humor and pop culture references on traffic safety messages starting in 2 years. The feds say the signs are distracting to drivers. This ban will affect electronic signs with the silly messages, and all states must comply with this new regulation within 2 years. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Mothers Against Drunk Driving are teaming up to promote a safe snowmobile season and educate Wisconsinites on the dangers of operating a snowmobile while impaired by alcohol and or other drugs. More than 200,000 registered snowmobiles hit Wisconsin's 25,000 miles of groomed trails each winter, making safety an essential part of the ride. In the early months of 2023, there were 16 fatal snowmobile crashes, with 10 involving alcohol. The DNR and MAD want to share these safety tips to make snowmobiling a great experience with all recreation explorers. Don't drive impaired. Alcohol and drugs impair a driver's vision, balance, coordination, and reaction time. Don't ride with people who drink and ride. Take a snowmobile safety training course. Stay on the trail or stay home. Watch the weather and check trail and ice conditions before riding. Never ride alone. Always ride with another snowmobile. If one machine is disabled, you have another to get help. Dress for safety and survival. Always wear a DOT-approved helmet and face mask. Wear layers of clothing to keep warm and dry. Snowmobile suits, bibs, jackets, gloves, and mittens should cut the wind, repel water, and keep you ventilated. Slow down. Excessive speed is a factor in many accidents, especially at night. To help avoid accidents, keep your nighttime speed under 40 miles per hour. Stay to the right. Almost every trail is a two-way trail. Stay to the far right of the trail, especially on hills and corners. Obey all trail signs and cross roadways with extreme caution. Be extra careful when riding on ice-covered lakes and rivers. Avoid riding on lakes and rivers when possible, and wear a life jacket over your outer clothing if you must ride on ice. Visit the DNR Snowmobiling in Wisconsin webpage for additional information on snowmobile safety classes, regulations, safety tips, and how to register your snowmobile. Traveling in the winter can offer lower rates, smaller crowds, and different views. However, it also comes with its own set of potential hazards. From being stuck on the highway for hours to dealing with flight cancellations, winter weather can hinder travel and vacation plans in a variety of ways. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says preparing for potential weather-related emergencies, delays, or cancellations can help mitigate the stress of these situations. If you're road tripping, get your vehicle ready before hitting the road. Have a full tank of gas. A half tank or more of gas limits the moisture condensation in the tank, preparing you to tough out an unexpected traffic jam or survive being stuck in the snow. Check the battery and cables for erosion, cracks, and dirt. Inspect hoses and belts for any cracks, soft spots, or bulges. Make sure you have good tires. Tires with good traction are essential to safe winter driving. Check tire pressure monthly, topping off as necessary, keeping in mind that cold winter temperatures can lower tire pressure. Inspect tread depth, which should be at least a quarter of an inch in thickness. Tread depth can be gauged using a quarter and measuring from the coin's edge to Washington's head. Look for uneven tread wear, which typically indicates poor wheel alignment or worn suspension components. Keep an emergency preparedness kit in your vehicle at all times. During winter travel, having jumper cables, a flashlight, extra batteries, basic first aid supplies, a blanket and warm clothing, a battery-powered radio, a toolkit, bottled water and non-perishable food, safety flares, and a windshield ice scraper are essential. Also put together a list of potential places to shelter along your route. Take some time to map out any hotels, motels, and even truck stops along your route, particularly those located on long stretches between towns or cities. If you're flying, stay up to date on your flights by signing up for any offered alerts or updates regarding your flight. Additionally, follow the airline you're using on social media and check for posts related to your travel plans. In case of a cancellation, social media can offer an additional avenue through which to communicate with an airline and might actually be more expedient than other forms of communication. Keep documentation when flights are canceled by the airline. Consumers are always entitled to a full refund, including any bag fees or other extras such as additional legroom for a seat. Keep receipts related to your flight and record any expenses incurred as a result of a significantly delayed or canceled flight, such as renting a hotel room. Prepare a carry-on. If a flight gets canceled after you're already checked in at the airport, there's a chance your luggage made it off the runway while you stayed grounded. To ensure you're not without essentials while waiting for another flight, pack what you absolutely need in your carry-on, such as your passport or ID, phone and device chargers, change of clothes, headphones, daily medication, hygiene products, cash, credit or debit cards, and car keys. While winter traveling might require some extra precautions, it can offer the chance for a great getaway with proper planning.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, January 20th. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76 of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held today at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Simrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Simrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Elvina Mary, 107 of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the services will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 3:30 until 6:30, and again Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Elvina Mary, 107 of Bloom Township. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital from injuries sustained in a work accident. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56, of Richland Center. John Francis Bone, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsborough. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough Monday from 4 to 7 with a KC Rosary at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. John Francis Bone, age 74. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66 of Lime Ridge, died Monday at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will